Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, September 27th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple updated iTunes 7 and previewed the refreshed .Mac, and Mouse Posé will leave a light on for you. Soon after Apple unveiled iTunes 7, application bugs and complaints were reported by iTunes users, so Apple has released an update to iTunes 7. The new version fixes the widespread problems that have surfaced. According to the release, iTunes 7.0.1 addresses stability and performance issues with cover flow, CD importing, iPod syncing, and more. It's a 25-megabyte download and requires Mac OS X 10.3.9 or later. You can download it by using the software update component of the system's preferences utility. Apple's .Mac is getting an overhaul. The company said the updated webmail will have an entirely new look. Mail folders are next to the inbox, and users will be able to read full messages and access contact info without leaving the page. In addition, there will be a drag-and-drop support, so you can manage your inbox by just dragging and dropping messages, just like you do on your desktop. According to the company, the new .Mac webmail will refresh only the portion of the page that needs updating, instead of reloading the entire page. There's also a quick reply feature that lets you respond to an email without leaving your inbox by clicking the quick reply button next to the message to which you're responding. Also, the .Mac webmail is fully integrated with the Mac OS X address book, so users can access and search contact information. There are also keyboard shortcuts for common operations like composing new messages and searching your mailboxes. And according to Apple, all of this is coming soon. Microsoft's Macintosh Business Unit released Microsoft Messenger 6.0, the latest release of the company's internet messaging software. The company notes this release provides key updates for personal users, including interoperability with Yahoo Messenger. In fact, as of today, both Messenger for Mac and Windows Live Messenger users on PCs now have access to their friends on Yahoo Messenger. Mac 6.0 also allows users to share what they're listening to on iTunes with their personal contacts. They can search for conversation histories using Spotlight, check the spelling in your instant messaging, and more. For the free download, visit Microsoft.com/Mac. Coming up, cuddling with your iPod. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Boink Software has announced the release of Mouse Posé 2.5. According to the company, this new software is an essential tool for presenters and trainers. Now the audience can not only follow the mouse and its actions, but also see the keys pressed during the presentation, which will allow them to better understand what they see on stage. If turned on, it dims the screen and puts a spotlight on the area around the mouse pointer, easily guiding the audience's attention to an area of interest and helping to quickly locate the mouse pointer. Boink's Mouse Posé 2.5 is available for download now as a universal application from the website Boink's. That's boinx.com/mouseposé. That's MOUSEPOSE. The update is free to owners of a valid Mouse Posé 2 license, and new licenses can be purchased directly from within the application for $9.95 US until November 15th, and then the price will go up to $14.95 US. And lastly today, iPods continue to be the most popular MP3 player in the country. iPod accessories are a billion-dollar business, and there are even reports of iPods in space, as the first female space tourist says she took her iPod with her and listened to it on the International Space Station. Now we can safely say that we can take our iPods to bed. Gizmodo reports on the soft, plush iPod pillow that doubles as a working radio. The pillow is shaped like an iPod and looks like one as well. It's white with a shiny blue screen and gray click wheel, and the back is silver, and it features real working buttons. Users can press power to turn the radio on, press scan to change the radio station, press radio/MP3 to change between the radio or portable music source that is plugged into the jack cord, and press reset to restore the factory settings. It features a built-in FM scan radio with audio speakers and can be connected to an iPod, CD player, and a computer. The unique iPod pillow is 16 inches high by 9 inches wide. It'll cost you $17.99 US. And those were the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.